Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show once again. In this episode, Jill and I talk about our licensing deal, our brand new licensing deal with First American Title. I'll tell you, I couldn't be more excited about this topic and actually doing this podcast. But say, right before we do this, before we get started, let's take a question from a caller today. I think that you brought it up right before the show.
Mm-hmm. We do have people call in and leave questions for us, and I'd like to answer one right now from Martin in Southern Arizona. Martin called in and asked this: I'm a licensed agent, and I'm having difficulty getting comfortable completing my own transactions without an escrow or title agent. What do you recommend?
So what I think he really means, and this is a very common issue with I'm so glad, by the way, that this person called in, because I think this can really help a lot of people.
It's a good question.
Many of the members that we have are real estate agents or former real estate agents. A couple of people come to mind who are recently retired and extremely seasoned real estate agents who, made enough to retire on buying and selling homes and land and ranches for other people, representing other people. So here's how it goes, and why I think this is a great question, because a lot of very seasoned people and a lot of real estate agents, once they negotiate the deal or help the buyer and the seller get to an agreement to sell their property or buy their property, they shove it off to a title or an escrow agent who are, by the way, some of my favorite people on the planet. I've had many former escrow and title people.
Many? How many?
Many, many. And so, they send the deal over to the title escrow agent, and then no one talks for whatever, 15 days, and they magically produce all the papers to sign.
Right. Then there's a few emails, and then that's it.
And the agents never learn to do their own deal.
True.
Like Jill does and her staff does all the time. They don't physically produce a deed. They don't arrange for signatures and do all kind of like the paperwork piece of this. So Martin is a little gun shy a little bit, mm-hmm. and probably a little, I have to congratulate him for at least bringing it up. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are real embarrassed about it.
Just to say that.
A lot of real estate people, yeah.
Well, I have one that I'm doing right now.
Let's hear it.
Have I told you about this? I have a real estate agent who reached out to me months ago and connected with me on a real estate forum that we share that we're involved in. Not our own. It's a different one. Anyway, and next thing you know, he's bringing deals to me. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought he was reaching out to me because, he wanted to learn to do what we're doing, which I think he does. But it's just like this. He must be gun shy, because he's negotiating the deal and then handing the whole thing to me. And I'm like,
oh, because you're the title agent.
Because I'm the title agent.
Oh my gosh. Well, and this is perfect for this topic.
Well, it's so funny. I mean, literally. So he is a licensed realtor. He said, hey, I've got a guy that wants some land. He wants to sell it for X price, da, da, da. And I wrote him back and I said, hold on. Why aren't you doing this deal? I said, here's what I would do. I would offer the guy this. Do you want me to give some numbers?
Yeah, because, okay. Well, hold. Just
I'm not going to say the county.
Let me interject one second. My point in all this and what the reason that we're taking this call and Jill's telling this story is that we provide all this knowledge.
Right.
We address this directly. And by the time that you're done with our program,
you know how to do this.
You know how to be your own title, not write a title policy, but you know how to be your own escrow person for your own deals.
Right.
And it's really, really simple.
It's
really is.
It's not hard. So, yeah. So, the scoop is, real estate agent reaches out to me. Hey, Jill, I have this deal. And I write back and I'm like, okay, hold on a moment. Remember what we do. You can do this deal. If you had our program, you'd be comfortable with this. It's a 1.25 acre property.
You can give away all the details.
I'm not going to get too much. So, but I said, I would offer the guy wants to sell it for like $800. Right. And we all know it's worth more. So that's still a good deal there. I said, look, I would offer the guy $300, then I would post it for sale for $900 or $1,200, whatever, you know, because the guy even pulled comps for me. I'm like, that are $1,200. I'm like, so I'd offer the guy $300, do my own deal, and then sell it for $1,200. I said, why aren't you doing this? So, and instead of the guy writing back saying, oh yeah, you're right, I can do this, you know, kind of thing, the guy wrote me back and said, no, the seller will take $400.
Like, he negotiated what? With himself?
He negotiated with this. So he's handing it back to me. The guy is so intimidated to do the deal. I'm like, why are you passing up this money? You're leaving this money on the table. I don't understand.
What did he say?
So
that's my question.
So too. I wrote back and I just said, all right, is a buyer, I'm like, all right, you're apparently aren't into this or something. So it's just like this guy, Martin, who called in. At least this guy, Martin, who called in and left us a question, is ready to do this. This realtor is so intimidated by it. He's losing money and so, giving it to me. So I wrote back and just said, hey, is he alive and able to sign? He said, yes, and here's his phone number. That's the last email. I'm like, oh my goodness.
This is how I address this topic, and it comes up all the time. I mean, it comes up weekly for me. Does it come up for you?
Yeah.
In the form of a question?
Yeah.
So think about if you've ever titled your own car, you know, if you've ever, you have to go to the DMV or the motor vehicle department in your state, and you have to get a license plate. So, or you have to transfer a car into your name. So the dealer does all this stuff for you. If you're lucky enough to just forever buy new cars every couple of years, they'll do it all for you and you get some
lucky
stuff
enough
in the mail.
Or crazy enough.
Well, you know what? It's just like using a real estate agent.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do any work.
It's true.
So I personally don't, I'm not a big fan of buying new cars. I don't care what my situation is financially. So, you know, what you do is you get a blank document or the title to the car, mm-hmm. fill some stuff out on the back, have a notary sign it, and send it in. Mm-hmm. Put the stamp on it yourself. God forbid you put a stamp on it yourself.
Uh-oh. But you're right.
And I think you end up including a check or something like that, too, because it costs whatever.
I usually go in because then I just walk out with my stuff right there.
It's the same thing with property. In fact, I would argue that it's actually easier because you have to have in Arizona, it's green. It's a green special form that you have to get. In our case, for land, you generate a deed out of Microsoft Word.
Mm-hmm.
Generate your own
document. Instead
of
a title. When you say green, you mean like a title.
A car title.
A car title, right.
And a deed, mm-hmm. you just generate it on your own computer and make sure it's okay and mm-hmm. make sure the amounts are right. It's really, really simple.
It
so
really is. But it hangs people up.
Yeah, this topic, like several other tiny little ones, stop people from doing this, and I don't think that should happen.
I know. So I guess back to the question, what do you recommend? Get comfortable. Mm-hmm. Do one. Do an easy one.
That's the answer.
Buy one from a wholesaler like us and then deed it to your wife, deed it to your whatever, you know, deed it to your brother or something like that. Get comfortable just deeding it back and forth in your family, and then you know how to do it when you have a seller.
Right.
So it's not hard.
Exactly. Plus the way that we do it and the way that we teach this, our members have access to all of the data to check to see if the person that you're purchasing the property from actually owns it, if the property is in a name of a trust, or, you know, those things can take, it can slow you down a little bit, but not very much. I mean, there's not really much difference between deeding a property from John Smith to Sally Jones or John Smith LLC to Sally Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, we have all the answers, I guess, cutting to the chase. That's my point. And we provide all the tools to make sure that you're doing your own kind of little escrow title plant thing.
I can look back right now that the data now that we are providing that I can look back. I can pull it up and put in it. All I need is the county and the parcel number, the APN. I could pop right in. I could see who owns it. I can see their address. I can verify the legal, the size, the taxes, and I can even see the day they bought it, 1979, you know, kind of thing. I've got
that
at my fingertips.
That's what a title person does.
Exactly.
You know, and they take it one step further and they take it to their title plant division of the escrow company, and they actually write an insurance policy on it and get a chain of title. Mm-hmm. You know, so for anybody who doesn't know, a chain of title is right before you buy it. Lots of people have owned it since it was homesteaded, literally, mm-hmm. since it was homesteaded by the federal government. So you get a chain all the way back from the 1800s.
Right.
And you make sure that it's all connects. If mm-hmm. it doesn't connect, it's called a cloud in the title.
Yep.
Wow, is that boring enough?
It was very boring.
It was
lost
hard
me.
For me.
It was hard.
Can but we talk it, about some funny
I know,
stuff,
but
though?
this is good stuff.
That's what ends up happening now on the show. We talk about the stuff that we have to get out of the way in the beginning, kind of like life. You get all your work done, and then you go horse around.
But that thing that I think I hope that helped a lot of people because that
than 10 minutes.
Is such valuable information. It's almost like I hope we explained it well enough and took some of the mystery out of it because it's really not that hard, you know. And when you, I love your car example. When you look at it like a car, and you know, it's like I just got a new car, and I'm the third owner, and it's nice to look back and see the second owner and the first owner, and making sure it all ties together. So there wasn't a mystery accident in the middle or something. It's the same with a piece of property, and it's not that hard. It's a teaspoonful of work. teaspoonful of work. I love it.
So whoever started Carfax.
Oh, it's brilliant.
You know, that guy's brilliant, or that person.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a title report for your car.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of what we do.
Yeah,
it is. It's kind of the same thing. We could be the Carfax of land.
All right, let's actually talk about property. The topic that the thing's titled today. So Jill and I are now licensed resellers for First American Title. CoreLogic, as they're called. First American is, if they're not the largest title company in the world, they're in the top three. I'll check exactly what it is, but I'm pretty sure they're the largest or this number two. And they, in my opinion, I've always used First American, always.
Yes.
You know, I'm pretty partial to that, unless there's some reason that when we buy these properties in rural areas that we hire somebody super local that knows everybody.
Right.
So we got licensed, you know, all day you hear Jill and I talk about mailer this, mailer that. Get some good data, send some letters out, buy some property. Well, this is the last two pieces of the puzzle are being put in place here. We now provide you the data, and we provide it cheaper than you could get it for to go directly through them.
Exactly.
And we also, and it is the best data in the world. I'm sure of it. I've tried all kinds of other data. Agent 24/7. There's four. Seth is actually doing four sources of data in the country. This is by leaps and bounds the best. There's just no discussing it. I've used all four, and this is the best for a lot of reasons. In fact, I'll give you a reason right now. You can tell with this data, the assessed value, and with this data, the level of detail that they give you, you can really smoke out who is showing some serious signs of selling their land.
Right.
It's not just like a name and address and 22 acres in northern New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
which is what a lot of this other data is. In fact, a lot of these other data companies, I'm sure they're, I don't know this for a fact, I'm just pretty confident they're buying it from CoreLogic and scaling it down somehow.
What I think is
charging a lot.
What's important too is how up to date this is. I mean, let's think about it. It's First American Title. They're not messing around. They have the resources behind them to make sure it's very, very current. I just got a letter in the mail last week. You know, it was somebody reaching out to me to buy one of our properties. I thought that was awesome. And when my staff looked it up, we haven't owned it in 2 years.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. It was a letter I just got. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's some old data.
Right? So wherever that person is getting their data, I haven't owned it in 2 years. What a waste of time and postage
money.
And money, right?
That's a great example.
Got to me. I'm like, all right, you got to use current data. I should reach out to them and let them know. I should have done that. I should have said, by the way, I haven't owned this in 2 years. Check your data.
You know what you should do?
Uh-huh.
Is say, yeah, I'll sell it to you.
That's even better. And see how far they get. Heck yeah, I'll take that offer. Oh.
And see if they actually, I mean, you never want to go
and
through with it.
Just see what they've come back with.
Yeah,
and see, they go, oops.
See if they actually send you a cashier's check that you won't, you know, obviously
yeah, I wouldn't
never
get
deposit.
That far. I won't get that far, but just see if they start to put the deal into play and I'll just have to say, hold on, everyone. I haven't owned this in 2 years. Shouldn't be doing this. Well, you know, but that's a whole nother point. What if I did that? What if it wasn't me and I didn't just chuck it off, you know, laugh it off? What if I was not a good person? Not that I would, you know, and said, sure. And how far they went, they might lose some money on that. There's a chance
Absolutely.
It could happen. Get current data and good data.
If they're not a Land Academy member, I'm extremely confident that they're probably not doing this right.
Right. That's the only reason I open the letter, because sometimes I want to go, all right, I got to see this. What's in this letter? And you know what else? It wasn't as good as ours, and there wasn't an offer in there.
Was it addressed to you or me or somebody? Or just
shucks, I can't remember how it was even addressed.
I love looking at those.
Yeah, I'm gonna start. Well, I told you I'm gonna start really saving those because it's valuable information to share with with our members and everybody.
They're always a good example of what not to do. So exactly. Actually in our program, I have several examples up on the screen. We talk about don't do this, don't send postcards. I know it's cheaper. Don't do this. Send an actual offer.
Right. Don't mess around. Your time is worth it. I like knowing that we have the best data. And when you send out current offers to one county, whatever, and you can just sit back, relax, move on from the other county. You don't wait for it. You just move on and, you know.
Yeah. So, and then the last piece of the puzzle is the actual printing and getting the so you get the data, you put it all together, you take all the people out of the data set that you don't want, that are showing signs of owning their land forever. You pick the ones who do want to sell it, and you put it all together in what's called a mail merge, and then send it to a printer. Well, as if the data is not good enough, mm-hmm. we have aligned ourselves with a printer that, in the end, it's less than the price of a stamp, depending on how much how many units you purchase in a mailer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do 3 or 4, then
you're going to spend a lot more. You do 1,000. Now we're getting the price down, and exactly. we have it all figured out.
So it is literally, it's cheaper than a stamp, and because this company has a bulk mail permit in it, their costs are less. So, mm-hmm. There's no way. When I walked out of that meeting, Jill, I'm shaking my head saying there is absolutely no way that our members or, old and new could ever consider doing this themselves, sitting in front of a printer, stuffing envelopes, or I don't care how many kids you have or what's going on, it's still cheaper than the price of a stamp.
It is.
So unless you have, and that with the buying power, paper and envelopes and ink and all that,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason not to do this anymore.
Totally. That made me think of my starfish necklace. Go ahead. I'm not worried today. For the starfish necklace.
Go ahead and tell the story.
It's funny. So we meet with this printer.
If you're female, you're going to enjoy this story.
So we meet with this printer. And I get back in the car, and we're walking. We walked this facility was off the charts. It's here in our town. It's just south of the airport, and I was blown away at what they're doing. Kids, Steve and I are looking at each other like, "Holy cow!" The printing. I mean, they're doing it's like the equivalent of a professional magazine. And they do, and here we come with this, our 2-page letter that we're negotiating.
I mean, they print things like the LL Bean catalog.
Totally, there. And even it's hilarious.
They have a $10 or $15 million printer that they were running. We were in there, and it was amazing.
Oh gosh, I mean, and how?
Can I tell you? It concerned me a little bit because our deal that we negotiated with them, I was concerned that our prices would come in, and now we're paying for all this overhead for stuff that we don't use.
Oh right.
I mean, it's all impressive and it's great, and everybody loves big machinery.
But we don't need that.
But it turned out the numbers came out great.
They did.
So it's fine.
Oh, they did. But it was so funny. So we walked through this whole place, 2 huge buildings out the back lot, to this other building, all the way back in. Get in the car. My necklace is missing.
This is what Jill takes away from, we're all going to send collectively as a group, we're probably going to save. I figured out if no more members join, which is insane.
Right.
We'll save about $2.8 million this year.
In printing.
Yeah. And mailing and everything.
With this deal.
But it's really all about Jill's necklace.
it's a little Tiffany starfish necklace. And the chain that I had it on, though, was we always struggled. That chain and I did not get along. So
is the chain gone?
No, not yet. It's about to be. It's silver. I don't know what to do. I'll just do something with it. I'm not going to toss it. But in the old days, we might have melted it. Anyway, that's a whole other story. Anyway.
We used to own a mint.
We did. So, Stephen, being the guy you are, you're so wonderful. You go back in and tell the receptionist that, hey, my partner just got in the car. We just walked your whole plant. It's not a huge thing, but if you would just put a little something out there, if anybody finds a starfish necklace, it's a Tiffany starfish, that it's Jill's. And so this, you want to take it from here?
Yeah, because this made the receptionist's day. It's 2015. She's not just a receptionist sitting there like it's 1989 with twiddling her thumbs. She's doing other stuff. She's running around doing stuff that everybody's asking her to do. It might be the hardest job in the whole plant, actually. And so she stopped everything. I think we made her day. And she's like, she went on the loudspeaker.
It's like, stop the press.
She got the owner to come over. And and then he comes running out of the parking lot. And so he just, it was, and I didn't present it like that. I said, hey, my, I said, my partner lost her necklace, and it's not a big deal at all. All
but
right.
If you
it's mostly sentimental value than anything else. Just kind of maybe, can you just let everybody know? They stopped it. I mean, there's presses stopping back there, I think.
That's what I thought. To help me find my necklace.
It ends with a happy ending.
So there we have this whole big facility almost on hold looking for my silly necklace in it. So I get out of the car and I start looking around, and it was right there.
It
was in the parking lot. So I don't know if it fell off on the way in or on the way out. But so we ran back in and told them, we could restart the operation.
So then I started thinking to myself, you know what? Because now they all know us. They'll remember us forever.
Right.
Because of the woman who lost her necklace.
Yes.
So then I'm thinking, what if we start doing stuff like this on purpose?
Just so they remember us. Oh, yeah, you're the necklace.
I swear. It's like, you know, and we're all, by the end, we were all laughing about it.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It was a happy ending. So
they're
if we
so
didn't
nice.
Find it, probably wouldn't have been as good. But, right. You know, we all solved the problem together within a pretty short amount of time.
Oh, it was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So it was really cute. But that just made me think of that story because that we were laughing about that. It was so funny. So
from a money standpoint and ease of use standpoint, you now can send a mailer to a person who owns a piece of real estate where you're pretty confident they don't want it anymore for less than the price as a stamp. And that's the data included. And that is amazing to me.
It is.
I'll tell you, I wish that I would have done this research. Why is it that I do all this great research for our Land Academy members, but we're still using an old company to mail? I mean, we were up until whatever, a few days ago.
I know why, because it was only our operation. Now we're talking, we have hundreds of people that are behind us and doing this.
I should have really went out there like I did for this and found the right people to send our mailers out. We have not, this is a new company.
I know.
The old company that we were, you know, we've sent all this stuff out with or that we were using up until 2 days ago.
Right. We were trusting them that they were doing, giving us the best deal.
Yeah, that's not
well, again, hold on a moment. Now, because we bring what, 500,000 units a month to the table? It's a whole different ballgame, too.
Right.
That's why when you combine all of our people.
Oh, you know what, Jill? That's right.
That's it. We didn't have,
that's
you
exactly
and I weren't
right.
doing that by ourselves.
Yeah.
That's why now I have that many people behind me. And my bigger thing is I want our members know this. If you're not a member and you're thinking about being a member, I mean, we look out for our people, and we're going to make sure that the people in our camp have everything they need. And, you know, everything we've talked about, success plan, everything has come from our members' needs. And we're all about, let's all be successful together. And this is just one more way that we're all being successful together.
You know, we were offered, several ways to do this, transaction. And so the both First American and the printer assumed that we wanted an affiliation agreement. And
right.
So how an affiliation agreement works is they set a rate. They say we want 5 cents a record, which it is. And then we'll give you 3 cents a record. So you charge your members 8 cents.
Right.
And I said, absolutely not. I'm going to charge them 5 cents.
Right.
Actual cost. Printing is a little bit more complicated because there's higher levels, but it's the same basic concept. And then we're going to charge just a simple monthly access fee that's very, very affordable. It's mm-hmm. way cheaper than what you would pay either one of those every month to access it because
mm-hmm.
of the volume, like you said. So no, we don't. You're right, Jill. We mm-hmm. do look out for our people. We're trying to get it as cheap. We're getting it at cost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only way it would be cheaper, and I did figure this out, and this may come into play, is if we bought a printer. I mean, bought a printing company.
Which might happen someday.
And that may happen because there is still some profit in the margin, but it's never going to be, it's cheaper than a stamp.
I know.
Join us in the next episode where Jill and I talk about your all important success in land investment and in life. I am really glad you found that necklace.
I am too. That was a funny story. You know, we're laughing about that for days. That was so cool. I didn't know when you went back in that they jumped into action like that. I guess, too, it was a Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
It was probably a great distraction for her, too. Like, I have something more fun to work on right now. I'm gonna make it my mission to find this necklace. So
I just think in a plant like that, anything out of the ordinary is fun and exciting.
That's true.
Anything. I mean, we have a blast all day here.
We do.
We all do.
We do.
Until something goes really wrong, but
then you know, it's so funny. That's true. They're all business, and they probably get excited about the little things outside the norm. We're all you know, we're all in a getting everything done and efficient while having a good time. But if anything goes really sideways, then that's really out of the ordinary for us.
Right.
So I'm happy with that.
Yeah. So I reached out. I don't think I even told you this. I reached out to our members and to just give them the basics on this and let them know we're going to release it on February 1st. Mm-hmm. And I got loads of emails back saying, just sign me up. Let me know.
I got pre-orders. We haven't even announced I'll tell you, I don't know if I told you this. I got a call last week from one of our members that tax time is coming up. And in his world, he's not an accountant, but the stuff that he does is around that. And he knows he's going to be really, really busy. So he's like, I don't even know how much it's going to cost yet. But can I just give you my credit card number now so I don't have to think about it?
No, you don't. Was he working for one of the big three accounting firms?
No, it's a different person.
Oh, I got a different email. Like that.
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
I'm dead until April, but after that, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Well, this guy's like, I just want to give you my card number now, because I'm going to start, you know, I just want to be in the loop and get it going, you know. So I'm to...
Did you take it?
Yes.
Good girl.
Thank you. It's all good.
Jill, let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.